Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome. Thank you for joining us on this live Monday edition, the 13th day of November 2006. We'll be here live for the next 3 hours. He hasn't been on with us in a couple months. Paul Joseph Watson will be riding shotgun in the second hour with his world report from the prison planet from England. And we'll also have wide open phones throughout the broadcast, giving you a chance to respond to what you've witnessed with the election. Now there can be no doubt every major Democrat has gone public saying zero impeachment, zero investigations. Now they are going public and saying, well, we may reduce the troops, or we're looking at five different scenarios from the independent Iraq working study group with James Baker, which it's not independent, of course. And this is the same thing they've been doing for now 2.5 years, always saying, oh, we'll look in a few months at giving a date for withdrawal, or, oh, we're going to withdraw 10,000 troops, and then they never even withdraw them and actually add more. So they put it kind of into a no man's land of debate and discussion while telling the people what they want to hear, while at the same time actually escalating the number of troops in the country. So you're welcome to chime in on this subject. Also, Wayne Madsen, who's turned out to be a great source, is saying that Cheney could be next on the chopping block. We'll get into that report for you. But really, I want to focus in on Nancy Pelosi. I have a report here that her constituents in the San Francisco Bay Area have had a referendum, and they've demanded that impeachment be launched, but the problem is Nancy Pelosi's on the payroll of a bunch of foreign lobbies and has said that she's not even going to criticize China. She's not going to criticize Israel. The war is going to continue. There will be no impeachment. I mean, of course, you're aware of what's happening. I want to give you a chance to respond on air and give us your take and any ideas that you have on ways to force the Democrats to move forward with impeachment of George W. Bush and the criminal neocons that are still running this country. They're still in control for another 2 years. The Democrats have said we're not going to repeal the Patriot Act. There's no discussion of repealing H.R. 6166. Finally, Lou Rockwell's pointing this out. I thought we were the only people that noticed this. So the question is, will the country go back to sleep, or will there be a mass energizing against what the Democratic Party is doing, circling the wagons with the Republicans? The question is, how do we force impeachment? How do we force repeals of these abominable acts, of these enabling acts? And then another important question for the listeners that I'd like to get your take on: what comes in the future if we don't impeach Bush, if we don't punish the neocon allies in the Democratic Party? Will they attack Iran? Israel's saying they may do it any day. They're talking about going into Lebanon again, even going into Syria. This is in Haaretz. This is in the Jerusalem Post. What's going to happen when we have Lieberman running the Homeland Security Committee in the Senate? What's going to happen when we have all these war hawk Democrats in control of key committees? Really, Bush has now defended himself against his weak flank that was some real conservative members of the House of Representatives. And, of course, there's the big nightmare looming, not even on the horizon, but starting up in the new Congress in the next legislative session in January, and that is blanket total amnesty. That is the guest worker program. So we're going to go to break here in just a moment. And when we get back, we will go to your phone calls and break down the state of the world, the state of the economy, and much more. I'm Alex Jones. The websites are jonesreport.com and infowars.net. Stay with us.
It's This year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. Debt Bubble Red Alert and Real Estate Crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
In past decades, the New World Order overlords that control our private, run-for-profit Federal Reserve controlled the dominant committee chairmen and women in the House and Senate. They controlled most of the governors. They always controlled the president. Many presidents before Kennedy and all presidents after John F. Kennedy was killed in Dallas, Texas, coming up on the 43rd anniversary here pretty quick. Seems like just like yesterday. But that we had the last anniversary. So all of this is swarming around. All of this is all these current events are happening. But to put them into perspective, in 1994, the Republican Party came to power, and there were real independent conservatives that came in as part of that sweeper landslide with all the discontent with Bill Clinton and a socialist health care plan, Bill Clinton in Waco, Bill Clinton, and, of course, his gun control actions. And so the Republicans came into power. Newt Gingrich then basically was put into a position to ride herd over them. And then by 1998, still some of those conservative elements in the House responding to the huge national lobbying effort from the grassroots to impeach Bill Clinton did successfully get the House to vote for impeachment proceedings in the Senate, but then they were dead on arrival in the Senate. And the neocons did a great job also with their inside man, the special counsel, special investigator, special prosecutor, Kenneth Starr. They were able to ensure that nuclear reactor transfers by Clinton weren't investigated, missile secrets, missile components, MIRV technology, that's the multiple reentry device technology, so that a warhead coming into the atmosphere, or that is the third stage of a Long March rocket, can pop open and fire dozens of different missiles and decoys to confuse any laser defense or SDI systems. But I'm already digressing. The point is, they weren't allowed to go after Clinton on any real issue because Kenneth Starr, through David Shippers and others, only brought forward something that was individualized, something that was localized only to Bill Clinton, and that was having sexual relations with Monica Lewinsky. All right. And, again, before I get into the latest news, it's important to go back and look at what happened. So that scared the establishment. And as soon as George Bush got in office in 2001, continuing his father's administration, starting his father's fifth administration, because his father was the real president in both Reagan administrations, his administration, of course, and then in both of Bill Clinton's administrations, as soon as George Herbert Walker Bush started his fifth administration through his front man, his son, his puppet, in 2001, the first thing they did was block Dan Burton's committee that was going after Bill Clinton. We had Bill Clinton dead to rights. We had him caught red-handed, pardoning scores of convicted cocaine dealers, money launderers, just people involved in arms smuggling, felons, Chinese generals in the White House, you know the drill. And so that all just disappeared. George Bush, day one, said, we're not going to have any investigations, just like Nancy Pelosi today is saying no investigations. And the Republicans howled in anger. That is the Republican faithful, the grassroots, the backbone of this country, well-meaning people. And now, well-meaning liberals are howling in disgust, demanding an investigation, demanding an impeachment, demanding a repeal of the Patriot Act and H.R. 6166 and the Military Commissions Act and the Defense Authorization Act of 2007 that sets up a military dictatorship publicly. I mean, NORTHCOM's announced it. And we cannot let this fade away like we did in 2001. So many Republicans were glassy-eyed, in rapture. They were angry about Bush protecting Clinton, but they said, well, at least he's in control now, and he's just trying to work with Clinton. I don't think that the progressives, the liberals, the third force in this country that is made up of the Reagan Democrats and others are going to put up with this time. And I am really trying to get everybody focused right now on several issues. 9/11 truth is the event that all of the modern actions playing out under New World Order programs orbit. And we need to attack their foundation and expose the fact that, and they always go back to 9/11. You know, they've got this draft Giuliani move now, drafting for president. And the ads they're running on radio and TV across the country are saying, he saved us, he's our leader, the man we went to, the man that led us through the darkness on 9/11. I mean, it's so rich, it's sick. Here's somebody involved in the attacks, and I have to hear ads about how he, I heard it last night, about how he's saving us. So again, it's their zeitgeist. They continue to go back to 9/11 and use that as the excuse for everything they do. We also have to move to repeal the Military Commissions Act, to repeal the Defense Authorization Act, the John Warner Defense Authorization Act of 2007, to repeal Patriot Act 1 and 1.5, because they didn't fully get 2 passed last year, so I call it 1.5. We have to continue to make this the central issue and not let the country go back to sleep. But the good news is they're not going back to sleep. There's a lot of partisan pundits. I was listening to Beyond the Beltway last night. I finished my own, the new radio show I'm doing, Sundays from 4 to 6, that we syndicated. out of the studios of News Radio 590 KLBJ, and I was driving to actually go to a circus with family and friends. Had a little local circus here in town, really an acrobat circus, but I'm already digressing. And so I had about 45 minutes in traffic to listen to Beyond the Beltway, and it's a syndicated show out of Chicago. Many of you probably heard it. And the Democrat analyst had it right on the show. He was saying, listen, people don't like either party now. It is a third force. They're against global government. They're against a new world order. They don't like either party. And I'm telling you that in 2008, if the Democrats haven't gotten us out of Iraq and haven't stopped the North American Union and done a lot of other things, they're going to get thrown out, too. And you're going to see a real third party, not like 94, 96, or 98, or 2000, you know, these ineffectual things. You're going to see a real one. And then I tuned in when I was leaving the circus last night to Matt Drudge driving home, and he had Pat Buchanan on saying the exact same thing. Third force, anti-New World Order, anti-North American Union, both parties have circled the wagons against the people. And it's encouraging, folks, when Limbaugh is having to say that he carried the water, that he lied to people, telling you that Republicans were good. It's encouraging when top Democratic strategists are admitting it. It's encouraging when even Matt Drudge is having to admit it. And that's because if they don't admit it, they're losing their entire audiences. Matt Drudge is having to admit there's a world government and that he doesn't like it. At least he's having to say that because we have achieved, I don't want to use the corny New Age term, enlightenment. 80%+ of the country now knows the game. They know enough of the rules. They know enough of the basics to see how the scam's working. And this is incredibly positive news. Amazingly positive. I mean, I got a little bit down last week and was pouting on air. And for that, I apologize. Just because I knew the Democrats would sell out. I threw a fit over it. I just thought they'd at least give us lip service. But the fact that they didn't even give us lip service, the fact that they just threw down the gauntlet and said, we don't care, really energized the population and kept the people from going back to sleep. And now to hear all these top pundits admitting that they've lost control is really exciting. So, of course, you see Nancy Pelosi and John Conyers and that bug-eyed twerp, Howard Dean, basically circling the wagons, closing the drawbridge, huddled with Bush and the rest of those criminals, trying to defend the status quo. They've got a tiger by the tail, and they're not going to be able to do it. They're not going to be able to just ride out the next 2 years and whatever shenanigans they're planning. And by the way, I think they could stage a terror attack any time. We are not out of the woods. They're now putting out alerts that Al-Qaeda, Al-Shia has called back in their fighters from the U.S. and England, and they're about to strike us any minute, give up all your rights, worship the nearest man in a black uniform. I mean, it's really getting to be transparent right now. But the good news is the establishment is having to admit that they are totally discredited and they're not trusted. And now, the first 3 or 4 days, the Democrats were, that is the Democratic constituents, were a little bit childlike and delusional. They were criticizing myself and others, saying, oh, you don't worry, Conyers and Dean and them are just saying that, everything's okay. Now they're beginning to become horrified. Now they're beginning to grow up a little bit, and they are setting about to try to force their party to move forward with impeachment. Now, let me just briefly comment on Iraq, then we'll come back and take your calls at 1-800-259-9231. They have this Iraq study group with a bunch of top establishment Democrats and Republicans chaired by James Baker, the Bush and Saudi lawyer, the chief whitewasher. I mean, this guy is as powerful as George Shultz and more powerful than Henry Kissinger, a top gopher for the Rothschilds, Rockefellers, Saxe Coburg, Gothas, and the Dutch royal family, works directly for all of them. And we'll tell you about what he's doing briefly on the other side. There's big talk about Dick Cheney being forced to move out of office. I don't know if that's the case, but it could happen. The guy's already basically on life support. He's like Darth Vader. And we'll continue with your calls when we start taking those. So stay with us. JonesReport.com, PleasantPlanet.com, or the websites.
Ted Anderson from Midas. Today is November 13th, 2006. Gold opened at $623.60, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $650.35 and $325.38 for half ounce coins. That's $650.35 and $325.38. On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your Liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations Charter outlines a path to world tyranny? Did you know that the United Nations is building its own army to enforce its will upon the world? Did you know that they've empowered themselves to cross sovereign nations' borders without consent with their armies? We would like to help you understand why these things are happening and how they fulfill Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just request your one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Dad, can we stop? We need to go to the bathroom.
What? Again? We just stopped 2 hours ago.
Honey, let's stop, because I gave the kids their Spark Berkey water bottles.
Why did you do that?
Because they can't drink and talk at the same time, and that way we don't have to listen to them singing,
"Are we there yet? Are we there yet?"
for the entire trip.
I didn't think about that. Great idea.
Yeah, and it's cheap entertainment for the kids. Bottled water costs around 75 cents a bottle, and using our Berkey Sport bottles, it costs us less than 2.5 cents per refill.
Honey, you're terrific.
Oh, honey, so are you. You're the one that bought the family our Sport Berkey water bottles. Now, can we stop? I need to go, too.
Get your Berkey Sport purification bottle for only $39 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're here, my friends. Thank you for joining us. All right, I want to get to Tonto, Fred, Troy, Mike, and others. But before we do that, just finishing up, and I'm going to get more into this later. We have the Iraq Study Group, which the media keeps going, well, I'm glad they're here, they'll fix it all, and ABC, CBS, Fox, CNN, liberals, conservatives, it doesn't matter. the establishment talking heads are all saying, oh, they're nonpartisan. Oh, they'll fix it. Oh, Bush has gotten a spanking. His daddy's back into control. And that's why you know they are the unchallenged bosses of this country now for six administrations. And one of my crew is saying that, you know, the neocons have always been under the control of the old line, Bush types, Bush senior types, the Rockefeller Republicans, but now the cleaners have been sent in, the James Bakers and Robert Gates and others. I mean, they were involved in the crimes of Iran-Contra and covering it up, involved in all of the corruption, the just unbelievable stuff, BCCI, arming Saddam. I mean, these guys just never stop. And they're back. They were there stealing the election in 2000. Well, they're back again. And the media is calling them independent. I mean, that is so laughable. That's like when Janet Reno appointed former Senator John Danforth from Missouri, and then her two deputies, the two top people that aided Danforth were her two top deputies. Now one of them, you know, is Congressman Michael McCaul, the big conservative, Bill Clinton and Janet Reno's top right-hand man. Again, it's a nest. We can prove that Bill Clinton is a CIA operative on the take, recruited, trained in the late 60s, working for Bush Sr., who was CIA director later, and then, of course, head ambassador to China. I mean, this is a management team for the globalist, period. And now it's more obvious than ever. And what is the Iraq study group recommending? Oh, they've got five different plans. Two of the plans are the most likely. That was the original Israeli and Pentagon plan back in 1983. The Israelis wrote it up, and then it was immediately adopted by the Pentagon as the main battle plan to destabilize and balkanize and divide and conquer the region. And one plan is to break it up into four parts. The other is into three parts. So two of the five plans are really the same plan, and those are the plans that you'll see carried out. Predominantly, because really what these guys always do is have a mishmash. Then one of the other plans is to actually build up troops, increase the troops. That's the program they've been carrying out for the last 2.5 years. Remember, 2.5 years ago, every month we heard the mantra, oh, we're going to be pulling out now down to 50,000 troops, 40,000 troops in the next year. But first we've got to stabilize it by going from 35,000 to 64,000. And then down to 150, and then back up to 165, and then back down to 130, and back down to, when in truth, there's never been less than 150,000 troops in country. And so they just claim that they're listening to the people and are going to end the war, and then they just every month have a new meeting, a new debate, a new discussion. But don't worry, down the line, when the 30-plus permanent structures, one of them costing, $2 billion, holds 3,000 people, a giant armored compound, and every major town and city has these, and they're just there to make sure the infighting and mass murder and bombing continues, and that the bedlam continues, and that was the plan. Go in, blow out the first world economy, balkanize it, and then just guard the pipelines to ensure that oil does not flow, therefore jacking up prices. You see, by shutting off that oil and restricting its flow, the oil companies make record profits. And so the oil companies let Bush and the neocons take the blame. And now the higher level folks that are just as neocon, if you want to use that term, but the Rockefeller Republican types, they now, quote, come in and fix everything with the very crew they engineered and put in power. And so when you read a New York Times article or you read a Reuters story, Democrats push for troop cuts within months, 4 to 6 months. Democrats who won majorities in the U.S. Congress in the last week's elections said on Sunday they will push for a phased withdrawal of U.S. troops from Iraq to begin in 4 to 6 months. And in 4 to 6 months, you would have forgotten. It's like Bush saying, oh, I'm going to phase in 6,000 troops on the southern border over the next 4 to 6 months. And nothing ever happens. They put a few hundred troops down there for one or two photo ops, and nothing's done. Same thing with the fence. They didn't pass a bill to fund a fence. They passed a bill to allow a fence. Ha ha! Yeah, yeah. Come back, go to your call, stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Times are tough right now, but there are a lot of different ways to get ourselves out of this mess. Providing for our own food, water, and power are a good start. As you may have heard by now, Ken Solar has been configuring alternative energy packages for over a decade. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar-powered generator. For a lot less than you'd expect, this portable system can chop up nearly a third of your electric bill. Getting yourself onto solar power is one of the most liberating things you can do for yourself and your family. The solar-powered generator will run your lights, fan, electric blanket, your refrigerator, and a whole slew of household items. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos and how-tos, and of course the new solar-powered generator. Enter the GCN coupon code during your order and save an additional 10%. Get a solar-powered generator now from kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The bad news is both parties are totally controlled. Anyone who's anti-establishment, Democrat or Republican, is targeted by the machine. We know that. Most of us have known that for decades. But the good news now is that the general public is awake to that. And I heard Beyond the Beltway, Matt Drudge, I mean, just listening to talk radio last night, everyone admitting it, that it's an anti-New World Order. I heard that term used, not just by Pat Buchanan, but on the Beyond the Beltway show. An anti-globalist sentiment. They're having to admit the majority of Americans now don't trust anything they say and are, quote, anti-New World Order. It's happened, folks. We are now mainstream. We've always been the normal people. We want our country. We want our borders. We want our Second Amendment. We want our families. We want our sovereignty. Paleoconservatives have always known that big government is a tool of big corporations used to extract our wealth. The liberals never understood that. Grassroots liberals thought big government was for the people. Now grassroots liberals, who are good folks, who I talk to and whose blogs I read, now get it. They're understanding that big government is a tool of the global elite. And so the entire welfare state paradigm, everything they built, is starting to fall apart. Doesn't mean we're out of the woods. But again, I study this, I look at this, this is complex issues. And so, you know, if, I was getting a little depressed last week because I saw the traitors, the Democrats, saying they were going to do nothing to go after this man who would be king, this man who is trying to be a dictator, openly. But it's one thing to say our Bill of Rights is dead. It's another thing for them to actually implement that. It's one thing for them to claim they've got this power. It's another thing to actually use it. So we stand against the New World Order. You stand against them. Let's go to calls. I'm guessing that Troy in West Virginia disagrees, so I'm going to put him at the head of the line. And I was having a debate with a friend Friday night when we had a showing of Terror Storm for free at a local church. My friend was thinking that Troy really is a patriot and is just acting ignorant. But if he is, he's a great actor. Troy's called in, I guess, two or three times the last few weeks. Troy, are you joking when you call and say you disagree?
No.
Okay, well, then I don't have a lot of time to waste with you because...
All right, I just have a simple question. I wasn't going to take up much of your time.
Okay, go ahead.
We've made it clear that you want Bush impeached, but my question to you is, if Bush were to be impeached, wouldn't Cheney be the new president?
Well, obviously, if there is an impeachment process, it's going to destroy his whole administration, and they're all going to have to leave. You know, just like when Nixon left, his vice president got indicted.
So the vice president wasn't president when Nixon got impeached?
Pardon me?
See,
I have trouble talking to you, sir, because I don't. It's like I'm not that smart, but talking to you, it's like talking to another life form. Now, listen, I don't understand what you just said.
Who was Nixon's vice president?
Spiro Agnew.
Oh, okay, I didn't know that. Okay.
Was that some little smart comment you made about, so Cheney was president? I mean, what are you saying?
I just asked you a simple question. I didn't know that. I just assumed that if something happened to the president, the vice president becomes president.
If the president has a heart attack or has a stroke on a train like Woodrow Wilson and dies, then the vice president becomes president. But no, if a president's removed for corruption, like Grant or somebody, their vice president doesn't usually hang around long.
Okay, I didn't know that. That's all I needed.
Okay, but you've called in disagreeing before. Okay, so I'm trying to understand. Are you against impeaching George Bush?
Well, I'm a Republican, so yeah.
So you don't think he lied about WMDs?
I didn't want to argue. Well, I just think he had bad information. That's all.
Do you know about the White House memo where they premeditatively talk about staging the discovery?
I don't remember, no.
Is this a joke?
No, it's not a joke. I didn't call in to discuss that with you. I just asked you about the vice president.
No, but I'm trying to figure out with you because, I mean, are you trying to call in to make me look good or something?
No.
Well, no, because, I mean, people are now debating and thinking that you're a fake caller. One person accused me of you being my cousin and calling in with staged phone calls. No, ladies and gentlemen, he must be real.
I prove it to you that I'm real or them. I don't know how to prove it to them.
Well, I just think they're so amazed, and I'm not being sarcastic or tongue-in-cheek here, they're so amazed by your ignorance, your willful ignorance, that they think you must be a fake caller.
Well, I'm trying to learn, I guess.
Well, I'm glad you're here.
You're the only radio show I listen to, so I don't really listen to radio shows.
Okay,
before.
See, there's the quandary, because, you know, there's the enigma or the...
Why do I listen to you?
Yeah, I mean, that's what people are having trouble understanding. That's the riddle. How could you listen to this show all the time and then think I'm a liar? Because you've called in and called me a liar before.
I probably shouldn't have said it like that. I regret doing that. But
I think you're joking. I don't think you're serious.
That you're a liar?
No, I think this is a setup.
A setup for what?
I don't think you can routinely listen to this show and be as ignorant as you should.
Okay, but listen, probably for a month. Just a month.
Oh, okay, I understand now. Well, okay, are you starting to come around?
Not yet, but it might take some time.
Okay, I appreciate your call, Troy. I want to get to other people here. Yeah, Jack Blood was at the event Friday night. He goes, oh, that's your cousin, that stage. And I said, no, it's not. I said, that guy may be putting an act on, but I don't know him. Who knows? Tonto in Texas. Tonto, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing there? glad to have be a first-time caller.
Good to have you on board, Tonto. How's the Lone Ranger doing, Kimo Sabe?
Oh, he's got me cleaning up horse droppings right now. I'm just trying to, you know, get past that. And
okay.
You know, here's the deal. A couple of weeks ago, the Republicans were all celebrating, oh, we're going to have a big Republican sweep. We're going to win. Well, you know what? They won anyway. They got their way. And I just want to know one question and then give you one more comment. How many of the new Congress and the Senate voted for all of this legislation, voted for the military commissions? How many are left?
The vast majority voted for all of it.
Yeah, great. We're in great shape, aren't we? But here's one thing I just noticed. Of all of our stuff that we've been going through, you and all the videos I've seen, there's one person out of this whole bunch who, to me, is the most susceptible, who benefited from this, and that's Larry Silverstein. And I wish all the energy of all of the New World Order, the 9/11 truth, would just focus on this one guy his entire life. Because as far as I'm concerned, he'll break before the rest.
Well, we brought Larry Silverstein out here on air within weeks of the attack, and we really put the whole Building 7 issue on the map, and we've been attempting to do that, and I appreciate your call. But this is what tends to happen. People look at the gold under the one of the towers, billions of dollars confirmed, or people look at trillions in oil, or hundreds of billions in no-bid weapons contracts, or hundreds of billions a year in opium in Afghanistan, and or CIA insider trading, and they say, it was the CIA insider trading, that's why they did 9/11, or it was so they could get $7.3 billion payout on a $190-something million investment on the World Trade Center complex 2 months before 9/11 by the owner, Larry Silverstein. Or it was so they could invade Iraq, or it was so they could help Israel, or it was so they could anything the globalists do goes through a complex cost-benefit analysis. And if it helps a bunch of their interest, it harms very few, and if they think they can get away with it, they will implement it. They will launch the attack. And that's what happened on 9/11. Obviously, when they're picking a prominent landmark to blow up, to attack, to have a big media event, they're going to pick a major city, they're going to pick a major landmark, and they're going to pick a landmark they control. So you had the Port Authority in a public-private partnership where the Rockefellers don't put up any money, and they made the tens of billions in profit off of developing that lower Manhattan swampland right there by the edge of the Hudson. Okay? And so that's what happened. And it wasn't good enough to have just the government in control because there were too many government workers and, you know, every worker at the Port Authority wasn't, hey, let's blow up buildings and kill people. They had to then give control over to Larry Silverstein, who already owned Building 7. That was the only building he owned. He built it. He built the building. And so he owned that building, and he was in deep with the government. The evidence has been in the news that he's connected to a lot of money laundering and a lot of underworld characters involved with smack, you know, junk. And so he's this underworld character, and look who leased Building 7. I mean, we're not just saying this. It's been in the major papers that no private building in the country had this many government tenants. CIA, Defense Intelligence, Army Intelligence. It had the FBI in it. It had the IRS in it. It had the regular Army in it. It had the Navy in it. It had the county, the city, the state. It had FEMA in it. The entire building was a huge spook command base. And former German defense minister, former minister of technology as well, and former head of the Reichstag intelligence, he was the head of oversight in the parliament, very intelligent, Andreas von Bülow, has said clearly from all the evidence he's got, it looks as if they ran the attacks from Building 7, coordinating with an office in the Pentagon. And people nitpick this. You know, I simplify it. The CIA ran drills. And then I get nitpicked by the disinfo artist out there going, oh, but look, it was a Pentagon protective office drill run with the Pentagon and NORAD. It wasn't CIA. This man's a disinfo agent. The CIA broke the news 3 years ago in a press release bragging how they ran and wrote the drill. And then, of course, they did it in conjunction with the Pentagon and others. Of course. See, that's how strong, and I'm digressing already here, but that's, I really got to do a whole show on straw men attacks. Because that's what they do to our movement. They either go and attack some disinfo agent who openly puts out ridiculous information, like no planes hit Tower 1 or 2. They either go attack stuff like that, and that's clear plants, or they claim we said things we didn't say, or they play little semantical games. Now, let me go back to what the caller said, because it's so important. Let me go back to what Tonto was just discussing. We need to focus on Silverstein. Yes, that's one of the weakest parts of their story where we've caught them absolutely red-handed, hand in the cookie jar. But for people who think they just carried out 9/11 to get $7-plus billion, no. This is what these master criminal networks do. For every piece of the plan, they make sure that those that take part in it profit from it. Okay? And so that's, you make $198 million upfront investment 2 months before. Silverstein gets full control. He takes out double insurance on both towers. He's collected $7.3 billion now. If you watch martial law, I say $6-point-something billion, and then a straw person would nitpick that. They'd say, oh, look, it's really 7.3, but he says 6.9. Well, he got more. Since then, he got a little extra. So this is the type of stuff we're dealing with here. Let's go ahead and talk to Fred in Philly. Fred, welcome.
Greetings, Alex.
Greetings, Earthling. What's up?
Okay. There's something very interesting was on television. I believe it was Harry Reid. Around the 9th, he said that there's a critical need for arming our own forces on our own territory, on U.S. territory, that there is not a single combat-ready brigade on U.S. soil, and that he was in favor of immediate $75 billion in new spending to do that. Now, what is going on?
Well, number one, that's a total lie. It's the same thing the local city councils do, and these guys all come from the same place. It's the same trick at a higher level on a bigger scale. They won't fill the potholes or put new radios in the police cars and ambulances until they've had four or five bond proposals and got them passed, and then instantly invested that in private companies, and then they still don't put the money into it. And so they always hold back on the bare essentials to telegraph the illusion that there's no money. But they have CIA now going into control of every major FEMA emergency management center in every major city, even mid-sized cities and small towns. They have troops everywhere, training with Mexican, Canadian, and other troops. They have Homeland Security all over the place. So that's really a lie, but I miss this. $75 billion for domestic ops, that is bigger than that's almost bigger than the occupation cost each year of Iraq.
Well, he said it was for just military, general military spending to bring a I think he used the word brigade. Now, what is below division in military groups? What is the unit below division, Alex? You would know that.
No, my brain's not working.
Okay, well, it's not platoon, it's not division, it's not army, but there is. He said there was not a single combat-ready brigade. I think it was brigade in U.S. territory because of the sending out of our forces out of the country and the mismanagement, the bad logistics that they need to have, all the tanks and all the things that the Army has for a proper brigade. But I mean, how could that get to that point?
Well, they always say that the military's, you know, in deep trouble and there's no money. I appreciate your call. I mean, they've spent, this government spends more money than all other countries combined on defense. Now, we don't get a lot for that because most of it is $15 billion and $5 billion planes and satellites that don't work and Lockheed Martin scams. But it doesn't matter. You ever wondered why Lockheed Martin that sells stealth fighters and satellites runs all these TV ads for the last 20 years? That's a payoff to the news media, boys and girls. Or it's a payoff to their own divisions. A lot of the defense contractors own major stock in the media, and then they just basically just fund themselves. It's a revolving door of control. But, they've got troops. They've got, you know, a point that we should think about is this. This is very important. Well, I'm going to talk about when we get back. How do the 30 million illegal aliens play into this new world order? I mean, you know they're there to drive down wages and they're there to balkanize the nation, but what else are they there for? When we get back, we'll break it down and continue with your calls. Paul Watson's coming up. Tons of news straight ahead. There's talk of Dick Cheney stepping down. We'll cover that as well in the next hour. Stay with us.
Here, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondent Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Years ago, the general public didn't know there was a world government, a global elite, a NAFTA highway, an American Union, North American Union. They didn't know about cancer viruses and mercury and the vaccines. They didn't know what the Council on Foreign Relations was. Now the average person does. Now the major issue, even mainstream pundits admit, is global government. The people are mad. They're awake. And the smoke and mirrors, the diversions, the distractions won't work anymore. Hey, I was saying, I always do this, before the break, somebody brought up a point, and I was saying I would finish it, and then people come in here and talk to me during the break, and I don't write a note, and I forget what it was. I guess one of these callers can tell me. I was like, I'll tell you after the break. Then I come back after the break. I listen to my show sometimes, rebroadcast, and I do that almost every day. There's just too much on my mind. I'm like the absent-minded professor here. What was it I was saying I would talk about? The caller had... No, I already, that was another caller about Silverstein. I don't know. We'll talk to Mike and Omar and Justin and Charles and others here in a minute, and they'll be able to tell us. Paul Watson is joining us, but I'm going to just smatter the entire interview with your great calls. I love the directions you take us, and we will get into Dick Cheney. Next on the chopping block is the question. This is from a great source in D.C., Wayne Madsen. Before I do that, we have America, Freedom to Fascism here in stock on the shelves, 1995, an incredible film about the root problem, who owns this country, the private Federal Reserve, their income tax system, the 16th Amendment not being ratified, the control grid going into place. Such an important film. It's even better than what you saw in theaters. It's been beefed up, so professional. You need to have it. 1995, get Terror Storm for $9.95. You cannot beat that deal. Even if you already have Terror Storm, get America, Freedom to Fascism, and for $9.95, get Terror Storm when you order it with it, if you'd like, and give that as a gift. You cannot beat that price, $9.95. It's rock bottom. I just want to get the film out to you. Available when you get America, Freedom to Fascism for $9.95 at InfoWars.com. There's also all my other documentaries, 15 that I've made, the other books and videos that we carry, like the great film 9/11 Mysteries Demolitions Part 1, that David Ray Griffin says is the best 9/11 film out there. Also, David Ray Griffin's new film, 9/11, The Myth and Reality. We have that for you. We have big discounts when you get multiple films, all available at InfoWars.com. But if you go to PrisonPlanet.tv, that's PrisonPlanet.tv, you can get for 15 cents a day a monthly membership or 5 months free if you get a yearly membership. Now, let me be clear about this. If you go to the site, I guess there's kind of an error there. It says get a yearly membership, get 3 months free. You normally get 3 months free when you get a yearly membership. Okay? You get 5.3 months free for this month and next month. Well, the deal stops December 25th. So you get 5.3 months free when you get a yearly membership at PrisonPlanet.tv. And again, we don't want to have to go up on prices with this. We're not planning to, but I don't care if you share your passcode with one or two people, but we just price it to pay for the webmaster and the folks uploading the video and the cameras and the bandwidth charges. It's 15 cents a day. It's even lower when you get the yearly membership and get 5.3 months free. I think it comes out to like 11 cents or something. I mean, you just can't beat this deal, and it funds so much of what we're doing. So please renew your memberships right now if you already had a yearly membership and get 5.3 months free, or get a trial monthly membership for $5.95 at PrisonPlanet.tv. Or you can call toll-free to get America, Freedom to Fascism, and Terror Storm, the other films, 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. We're going to come back and go to Mike, Omar, Justin, Charles, and many others, and then Paul Watson will be joining us about 8 after in the next hour. We'll talk about Dick Cheney. Will he be stepping down?
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.